USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe is facing questions from senators on Capitol Hill regarding the origins of the Russia investigation.
How do you explain to the American people that when the FBI received a memo from the CIA alleging that Hillary Clinton had signed off on a plan concerning U.S. Presidential Donald Trump and Russia hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from our use of a private mail service, that you did nothing? Should Peter Strzok have told you about this?
I can't explain to you, Senator, what Peter Strzok or Director Comey thought about that memo at that
Should
time.
Should you have been noted?
But I can say, Senator...
Wait a minute.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. The Supreme Court is also discussing repealing Obamacare today. USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
All eyes are turning to Georgia, where two election races will decide which party controls the Senate. It appears both are headed to a runoff January 5th. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She says Republicans have to get people out to the polls just like Democrats did in the general election in Georgia.
Well, Stacey Abrams, to her credit, did not take Georgia for granted. She got out and had a strong ground game. Republicans have to counter that. They have to be on the ground registering voters. They cannot take red states for granted. And I hope that they're doing that. They needed to be doing it yesterday. I know that both Senate campaigns are actively pursuing voters in this regard, but hey, they got to get on the ground and they got to do it today.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. There have been more than 100,000 new infections for 5 straight days after the COVID tracking project reported 118,000 new cases on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney General Bill Barr has authorized federal prosecutors across the United States to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities before the 2020 presidential election is certified. Former Department of Justice official Ian Pryor on why this is being done now.
Well, you know, traditionally, it's kind of like looking at the horse after it's left the barn. I think that right now we have a spotlight on voter fraud in America. And the best time to look at it is in the present time. And, you know, for the folks that say, oh, voter fraud is a myth, I mean, that is ridiculous. Look, Lyndon Johnson won his first Senate race by stuffing the ballot box. John F. Kennedy arguably won his race by Cook County voter fraud in Illinois. And you don't even have to go back that far. Philadelphia, June 2020, they indicted a former judge for voter fraud. So this exists. It should be looked at. The question is there enough to swing an election? That's where I think you run into some trouble.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Walmart announced on Tuesday that it's teaming up with the new autonomous car company to test deliveries in Scottsdale, Arizona. The pilot program with Cruise, which is majority owned by General Motors, will begin early 2021. Customers will be able to place their orders from their local store and have it delivered contact-free via one of Cruise's all-electric self-driving cars. More news to be found online at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.